Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Senator Bob Dole, after 98 years of service to his country, died December the 5th, age 98. There have been many articles written about his service in the military, severe injuries in World War II, and as senator from Kansas. He was a great American. I would not have been selected as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture for President Reagan if not for Bob Dole. There I was sitting at my desk as Illinois State Director of Agriculture in December 1981. I picked up the Wall Street Journal, started reading. Senator Dole had been interviewed, and he offered a list of 10 individuals that he said should be considered for President Reagan's Secretary of Agriculture. My name was on the list. I could not believe it, but I called the senator's office in Washington, and his secretary scheduled me to come to D.C. and meet with the senator. We had never met before. I flew to Washington. We had a good discussion, and I headed back to Illinois. At the time, little did I know, but after our meeting, Senator Dole prepared a map listing all the cabinet members President Reagan had chosen so far. Secretary of Agriculture was not on the map. All of the other selections were from the East Coast and the West Coast. Senator Dole asked President-elect Reagan to consider John Block from the heartland of the country as Secretary of Agriculture. And 2 days later, I received an invitation from President Reagan to fly to California and meet with him. I went to his home in Pacific Palisades, California. The president had three staff officials with him, and after 2 hours, I returned to my hotel. The phone rang, and President Reagan asked, "Will you serve as my Secretary of Agriculture?" And I said, "I'll be proud to serve. And I am so grateful. Thank you, Senator Bob Dole." Now let's turn to an issue of the day. During Obama's presidency, EPA issued a very restrictive water rule that farmers hated. Well, when Donald Trump was elected, he changed that rule. And now the Biden administration published a new EPA rule defining waters of the U.S. His new rule seeks to trash Donald Trump's rule and also President Obama's rule. We will go back to the rule that we lived by on the farm for more than 30 years. What a relief. Farmers don't need the federal government telling us how to manage every ditch and every wetland on our farms. This EPA proposal still must be going through a period of review, so we shall see. But until next week, I am John Block from Washington.